Side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call. Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and good hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in good hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato tells us about a serious medical problem among American troops: headaches.
Johns Hopkins researcher Dr. Stephen Cohen says two-thirds of soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan because of headaches never return to duty. Only a small number of evacuated soldiers have headaches listed as the primary diagnosis, but he believes it's a widespread hidden problem. And while he doesn't have enough data to directly link a lot of these headaches to the heavy Kevlar helmet soldiers wear,
lower enlisted Marines had much poorer outcomes. And these people have to wear Kevlar all the time and go on patrol.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Unusual court case in New Hampshire where Bigfoot claims his free speech rights have been violated. Actually, the case is being brought by human, Jonathan Doyle, who says public park officials stopped his amateur film production in which he was dressed up as Bigfoot. They say either Doyle or Bigfoot should have obtained a permit. Sam Litzinger, CBS News.
1270 The Buzz. Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back this Saturday. Right now, joining me, Adrian Abbott. Hello, Adrian. We just call her Ace.
Hi.
Hey, so glad you came in today.
Thank you.
Very important thing going on. We're going to have a national test of the emergency alert system coming up on November 9th.
Yes, Wednesday.
And she works for the Nevada Broadcaster. She is our, what do you call you?
EAS State Chair for what's called the Nevada Operational Area, which includes a good chunk of Eastern California, a little bit of Northern Arizona. Broadcast signals don't get state lines. You know, they just don't come to the state line and stop
there.
Yeah.
And you've done so much, a newscaster for many, many years. That's how I know Ace. And always involved in radio and TV. Mm-hmm. And now Nevada Broadcasters. And I saw you here checking everybody's EAS testing and making sure everybody's doing what
Absolutely.
They need to do. What is this test all about?
Well, you know, it's not unusual for people to hear tests of the emergency alert system. Happens, you know, during the week. It happens.
Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The thing that's different that people may not realize is that we conduct those tests and they're pretty much confined to either the individual stations or the particular region you're in. Mm-hmm. It's not a national test. Whether it's EAS, the current version, or the EBS, the
Which
previous
used to
incarnation,
be.
Mm-hmm. Or if you really want to talk about how much gray hair we have, CONELRAD.
What? That's a new one. Really?
That's the original.
Oh, the thank
original.
God my hair is not that gray. I don't remember that, Adrian.
From the 50s. From the 50s and early 60s.
But it's been going on. It's an alert system.
It has been going on. Mm-hmm. The difference with this test is that in all those years, there was never a national test. This system was designed from the top down to provide the president with a way to pick up the red phone on his desk and instantly be connected with radio and TV stations across the country to give out emergency information in the event, again, that's back to the Cold War mentality. The thinking was the event of an attack on the country. Now we're out of that whole Cold War mentality, but we still have this warning system that is used for the most part for local warnings. We use it for
flooding, weather.
Mm-hmm. Weather-related warnings. We use it for amber alerts, you know, things like that. FEMA wanted to see how well the system works if it designs as intended for this national warning, for this presidential level warning. So we're going to do the first ever top-down, end-to-end, one end of the country to the next.
Going off test. At the same time.
Same time. For us, it will be shortly after 11 o'clock Wednesday morning.
What can we expect to hear?
You're going to hear the same things you always hear. You're going to hear the whack, whack, whack. And then you're going to hear about a 30-second audio message. Won't be the president, but it will be coming at the direction of the White House by a White House communications officer. And then you're going to hear, mack, 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 and then you'll be back to regular programming.
Why do we need this? What kind of an emergency would ever be on a national level?
Aliens attacking?
Well, all good questions, but no. when you look at the scope...
I think she meant my question was a good question. She was kind of rolling her eyes at yours.
When you look at the scope of disasters we've had in the past, things like Katrina, things like the Loma Prieta earthquake, these kinds of disasters, what FEMA is looking at is how prepared are we as broadcasters to send a regional message, something that would encompass more than just Northern Nevada, something that might encompass some of Northern California or some of Southern Nevada and Arizona and California, you know, three states, four states, five states, like hurricanes do, if there was ever the need to issue a regional warning or a national warning. And again, it's hard these days to wrap your mind around the scope of what would constitute a national warning.
So you can't think of anything either, right?
I can see where it might have been appropriate on September 11th, because when you go back to that day, remember all the airlines were grounded.
Oh, yeah.
And that would have been the kind of information to go out.
That there really wasn't everybody. A problem getting that news that day, was there?
Well, it was everywhere because of TV and radio.
And you would be surprised at the people who called and complained. Yeah. You know, because that's the way it is.
Here's where I'm coming from.
I don't think anybody's used to hearing anything on those alerts. Are they, Adrian?
Well, normally you hear, this is a test.
There's a flood.
Or there's a flood, or there's an
weather advisory, yeah.
Okay, or, you know, some other bit of information. We know locally the system works. What we want to know is how well it works on a regional or national level. If, for example, there was a need for a regional activation in our area, and FEMA, for whatever reason, was going to be the agency to issue that.
Like during Katrina, they could have done it in the southern region, right?
They could have done it. Would have been five states.
Yeah.
Do they have that ability here to do that? And that's one of the things that this test will show.
I'm sorry, what was your question, JP?
Well, here's where I'm coming from. You mentioned the red phone on the president's desk.
Yeah.
Call me cynical and paranoid.
He is cynical and paranoid.
I don't want the president to have a red phone he can pick up and talk to the whole nation whenever he wants. I don't think that's necessary. You can't even give me an example of where we ever needed that situation. And Katrina worked just fine. If the radio stations were on the air in Katrina, they were broadcasting emergency news.
Not everybody's listening to the radio.
Look at the criticism that exists to this day of the federal government for not getting people out of that area, for not getting information to those people to get out.
Will this be a test of TV stations as well? Not just radio.
Radio, TV, cable providers, satellite radio and TV will carry the test.
Who'll fail the test?
I can tell you right now.
It's a test, right? Someone's going to fail.
I can tell you right now. We have stations in Nevada that will fail because they are in remote areas where they don't receive outside broadcast signals.
So you'll know what to do after that, you mean? You'll know, what will you do about that?
Well, we are looking down the road to the point next year where the federal government incorporates an internet component into the emergency alert system. Those stations will then have the connectivity that they need to be part of something like this.
Whether it's satellite or whatever, huh?
But what happens is because we have this internet component, nothing is more fragile than the internet, anything that depends on a phone line. So now we have a picture of what we can expect without the internet. Next year, when we do the national test, we'll have that internet component, so we'll pick up the stations that we miss on this year's test.
Oh, great. We'll be sitting there writing something. We'll get the quack, quack, quack.
Oh, then I'll really hit the
on our internet.
That happens.
This will become a regular event. Once a year,
testing.
You will have a national test. And again, it's
is this the first of its kind?
It's the first of its kind because it's going to be the first time.
No, they have this system in operation already in North Korea.
We're talking about the United States.
I know, but
okay,
I'm
hello.
Telling you.
Come back to
works,
us. Come back to
for
us.
Them.
Come back to us.
Not one of the 50 states.
not yet.
No, first time we've ever seen this happen where it comes from FEMA, from Washington, D.C.
FEMA scares me.
Down to every single one of the states at the same time. Can they do that? That's one of the questions.
Would martial law be a reason? If there was something that happened and the president wanted to say
feed into my paranoia?
Martial law, is that what they would do? Would there be a
Please.
Test like that?
Well,